I had a little introduction written for our next speaker, but I'll just boil it down this way. When it was announced he was going to be the new director of the National Library Service, we were suspicious. We wondered, who is this guy? What is he going to do with our program? But I will say, we have a regular meeting at the executive level with this gentleman. Our leaders are invited to give guidance on important committees of the library and in important efforts. We continue to champion all aspects of the library, certainly the digital rollout of the e-readers, the expansion of BARD, and as this convention knows, we have been a vocal advocate for moving the library out of its dumpy old building into something that's worthy of this program and the Blind of America. So here to talk to us is a gentleman who we are not suspicious of anymore. We call him a friend of the organized blind movement. He's doing a great job. He's here at his second in-person convention. Here's Jason Broughton.
Oh my goodness, I am thrilled to be here and impressed that you have decided to stay and hear me right before lunch. As a Southerner, I know how important that is to not be in the front or between people and their food. So I'm going to make this concise and hopefully very, very, I'm going to say interesting. And giving you some updates and some things of what we're doing at NLS. Again, thank you to the NFB leadership and what you have done and continue to do. So I'm gonna try to do this thing and really get it going here. The topic today is expanding the reach of the National Library Service, a commitment to high expectation for blind patrons. As a new director, I deeply believe the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled plays an important role in the lives of people with disabilities by facilitating their full participation in society. I believe that libraries play an important role in doing this. As a librarian, I love what I do, and I love giving people information and making sure they are connected to things that can impact and improve their lives. How are we going to do this? Well, NLS is looking at it from a standpoint of offering it as, again, this lunchtime humor, a buffet of services. Within that is because, and some of you have my number on speed dial, we hear from you loudly, through proclamation, through resolution, sometimes for some of you, a monthly phone call to the director's office or an email. And by understanding your needs and your wants, we've developed a very unique strategy for the future. This strategy, however, is basically one in which we aim to meet our users where they are. That means we are going to offer different formats, different pieces of technology, and different services. Within that, it means that we're going to have things continued but upgraded for the workhorse. Our talking book player machine is going to be upgraded, known as the DA2. It will have wireless capability and still retain the front-loading port for cartridges. We're going through a revival, a renaissance of Braille. With that, the e-Braille reader is something that we know you enjoy. But we also have launched some things such as Braille on Demand, in which if the item is in our catalog, we will allow on permanent loan up to 5 printed Braille books for you to have personally. The most sought after ones are usually, and I love this as a former baker, recipe and cookbooks. And for those who also have some trivia, a quick little diversion here. If you're ever going to play trivia in the, I would say, near future, anyone think they could tell me the most requested genre at NLS at this very moment? Just know I was surprised to hear that this even exists. Nope, not history, not science. Not crime. Oops, somebody said romance. How specific can you be with romance? Ooh, that was interesting. Well, for time, I will give it to you because I, as a librarian, did not know this genre existed. The most sought after genre for us at NLS at this current moment is romance, but it is specifically Amish romance. Bet you never thought about that, did you? I know, as a librarian, I love little tidbits like that. More sought after. The number 2 is paranormal romance. I'm in love with a ghost. So just things to keep you tighter there. As we go through this, however, we have built ourselves upon strategies that we believe will be successful in making sure that our users have access to a host of things by use of universal design, access, accessibility, and a host of tried and true options for services. Putting a focus on accessibility helps create a library that can be enjoyed by more people and can connect more people to the information and resources that they need. Our future is bright, but it is much brighter being connected to each of you by way of NLS. Onward and upward. With that, I will now go into a few updates that I think you will find quite interesting. As I discussed, Braille on Demand is something that we launched where you can have a copy within our collection at your leisure, up to 5 within a year, going very, very well. We put up more than 1,000 items since it has launched in 2022, but we have had over 14,000 requests. So we are trying to fill that backlog. The Braille e-reader program is churning along wonderfully, and I can report, as we look forward to the closeout of the end of the year, that will mean we will be in all 50 states by the end of this year. The Marrakesh update. With that, we are wonderfully celebrating Marrakesh this year, and if for those who are not sure about what that really is, it basically was something that created to kind of deal with what is known as the global book famine. In doing so, we are able to have a host of international languages from all over the world, and at this moment, we have now topped over 100,000 downloads by way of you. We recently launched a Spanish language website, and with that, we continue to see growth in a host of other areas for outreach. And last but not least, a very important update that everyone should be aware of. NLS has long been in discussions with the Library of Congress's leadership, Congress and the architect of the Capitol about NLS's offices moving from our current location in the Petworth neighborhood of Washington, D.C., to the main Capitol campus of the Library of Congress. A few unique things, however. There's a little bit, I'm gonna be up front, there's a stopgap before I get to what we really want to cheer about. A wholly new facility will take many years to design, fund, and build, extending the use of our current building and the proposal of any new building for years in the future. To bring NLS to the Capitol Hill sooner, as well as to avoid costly rent and potential high-cost repairs, the library has identified an interim step before any new building will be built. We have received very positive news from the library leadership at the Library of Congress and NLS agreeing. We will now depart the Petworth neighborhood and move into, as a temporary interim step, the Adams Building with at the Library of Congress. As we begin to make our plans, we expect to depart no later than the end of 2024. Both NLS and the library leadership are pleased with this interim step, and the Librarian of Congress, Dr. Hayden, has said she is thrilled to know that NLS is finally coming back home. With this, however, since, if you're like me, you start thinking about, well, if you're going to leave something, that sounds like you're going to be saving money. We will. In addition to this item, we're going to be able to save money to do more library programming. We will also be able to have a large amount of savings due to the elimination of rent. And of course, we look forward to giving you more products and services because of this change. With that, however, we expect that there will be no disruption in services. And yes, you heard that from the mouth of the director at your Congress, actually saying it. I've already looked at those plans. We are thrilled that we are able to kind of make you aware of what will be going on over the next 2 years. And again, thank you for having me at this wonderful conference. And I look forward to talking and being with you for many more. Thank you so much.